But the next stop on the Northwest Salmon Derby Series is, of course, the Anacortes Salmon Derby, which gives us another excuse to talk to our friend, the Reverend, the Captain, one Jay Field.
Oh, great bearded one. Yes. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing good. I'm standing here. I'm staying in a house on the beach in Malibu.
Oh.
The tide's up under the house. It's flat calm out here. And the
yet another reason for us to cut you off early here this morning, Jay. Yeah. Thank you. So you're selling tickets like crazy for the Anacortes Salmon Derby. How many tickets are left there, brother?
I'm not sure. From here, it looks like 150 to 200. They're not going quite as fast as last year, but we're still pleased, and we're looking for a sellout. So
where can folks get tickets? You got 150, 200 left. Where are these tickets available, Big J?
They can get them at LFS in Bellingham, Holiday Sports in Burlington, Ace Hardware in Anacortes, and Friday Harbor. They can go down to John's in Everett. They can go to Sport Co. in Fife and Outdoor Emporium in downtown Seattle.
So folks looking to get a jump on this derby and get some derby intel need to get to your Fidalgo Chapter PSA meetings, which are held right there at your pizza joint, Village Pizza in Anacortes, because you've got some great speakers coming up that are going to kind of unleash some information about fishing in the islands. Talk about that briefly, Jay.
Well, you know, we really talk fishing up there, and I'm not so much for posting explicit fishing reports online, but if you come to our meetings, we talk about what kind of gear we're using. Every month we have a how do you fish that place, how the heck do you fish that place, sneaker spots and local knowledge. And we've got guys like Uncle Pete Nelson, a Northwest salmon fishing legend. Uncle Petey's going to come spend an evening with us next Tuesday. We're going to interview Uncle Pete. He's going to regale us surely with some with some stories. If you've ever spent any time around Uncle Pete, all I can say is he's a colorful character and a real piece of work. But
he's an absolute character. You've also got Derek Floyd coming up.
Derek took the
roach
next month, and then we got you the next month, Robbo.
Yep.
If you can get away from
baby duty.
Baby duty, you know, cooking up victuals for or baby Al.
Well, I got
Marie.
A trampoline. I got some babysitter tryouts going on at the house. I will have multiple babysitters in place by that time, so I will be there for my April meeting, Jay. No problem.
I will tell you something right now. That 2-week-old kid in the Ensley household, Jay Field, is kicking Big Robbo's behind right now, dude. He rolls into Port Townsend.
He gave me a call the other day. He goes, yeah, it's World War III at my house.
Oh, she's an eating machine. I mean, there's no doubt she's an Ensley. She eats most kids, you know, okay, they feed every 2-3 hours. She's eating every 45 minutes to an hour.
That's good.
She takes a 10-minute nap, right back to eating again. So I don't think she'll be baby Ensley for long here.
Log on to AnacortesSalmonDerby.com for more details. Make a long story short, the last weekend of March, the 31st and April 1st is the time. There's going to be a bunch of nice big fish up there. It takes a fish over 20 pounds to win this event every year, $15,000 first prize. And, of course, Jay, the proceeds from the Derby goes to scholarships. And to date, the club has provided over $125,000 in scholarship and grants to students pursuing careers in fisheries management.
Yeah, we're real proud of that, Tom. And we're also proud that you'd already gone through school by the time we started this deal, too.
Well, you would have had to put me through 6 years of school, yeah, Jay, so it took me about 6.5 to get a 4-year degree, yeah. So there you go.
Sophomore year, best 3 years of your life.
Exactly. No kidding. Well, if you're going to abuse me, I'm going to hang up. So, Jay, thank you for joining us. Get back up here from California, and we'll be seeing you soon. Thanks.
Don't get sunburned down there, Jay.
Yeah, I'll be home in a couple days. Hey, good luck, Tom, fishing in the Disco Bay Derby there, and I hope you get some weather this weekend. You can get out there and really fish where you want.
We're going to give it a try, buddy. You take care. Thanks for jumping in.
Thanks for the check-in, Reverend.